Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. We are calling Kiara, who's on the Gold Coast.
Ooh.
Had a few Gold Coast people recently.
Yeah, we have. Can't believe there's people in Australia. You know what I mean? That's shocking.
It's a genuine surprise.
Hello.
Hi, Kiara.
Yes, hi.
Hi, it's Tony Lodge. Oh, I don't know why I said my whole name.
It's Tony and Ryan. Kiara, have we called you at a – are you at work or something?
No, I just woke up.
Oh, sorry, Kiara. Well, you can hit snooze if you want.
Kiara, it's 11 a.m.
Yes, no, I actually just had surgery yesterday.
Oh, who's the asshole now? Oh, Kiara, are you okay?
No, don't you apologize. What is everything okay? I know you shouldn't ask. You're all right?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm great. I'm good. I'm fine. It was just a day surgery. I'm good.
Is it quite like a big surgery, or do they just do Kiara hole?
You're an idiot.
Oh, sorry, Kiara. I was just trying to make a pun, but I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it was funny. It was funny, Tony.
Okay, thank you.
Tell it. It was very funny.
Kiara, would you like me to show that out?
Fuck.
Will you approve the podcast?
Absolutely. I will 100% approve the podcast, guys.
Great. I'm glad someone's professional around here and can stick to the script and be on point and get to the point of this whole thing.
Great.
Hey, it's Kiara from the Gold Coast, and I approve this podcast.
I have a quick story about a couple of tarpers.
Oh.
So tarper Chloe.
Is this a nice story or a mean story? Because sometimes you get a bit angry with the tarpers.
Yeah, no, I'm for these two.
The Tony and Ryan podcast listeners.
Yeah, that's what TARP stands for. Yep. If you're new to the show, which people get fucked off when we say that because apparently people start at the start.
We'll get ready for the hot fun garbage because it's coming and it's happening.
So Chloe works at Starbucks.
Great. In Australia?
I don't know.
Okay. Thanks I would have preferred though. Some localism
yep, okay.
Here.
Well, there's not many Starbucks in Australia.
No, there's like three in Melbourne. I tapped the table like I'm here.
There were in this room. 88 when I was at uni.
88? And then is that hyperbole or genuinely
no,
there were
88? And then the next day there was 8 because they closed 80 of them because I was in a marketing class. And he's like, scrap the lecture, let's talk about this.
Really?
Yeah, because Starbucks come in and goes, hey, Australia, let us introduce you to coffee culture. And Australia went, hey, we love this. But you know what? Italy beat you by like 90 years.
Yeah.
And especially Melbourne, because I hate the word hipster, but like chains aren't a big thing.
No.
Like people love the local coffee guy and they know their name and it's a bit, everything's its own thing. And chains of coffee was probably never going to fly. And
there's lots of independent roasters as well in Melbourne, like not just the shops,
but
like they do their own beans and they, you know, like it's a whole thing. It's not just like, oh, we use the same beans that Macca's do.
So when Starbucks comes in and goes, well, this is how we do it, and the beans are all from the same place, and it's all the same, and it didn't kind of work. And so that's why the marketing class was all about, like, they didn't actually do much research. They just went, oh, it worked in America. Americans and Australians are pretty much the same, so just roll it out. And they didn't really have the research, and they didn't
Back it in. How sad, though, that 80 stores worth of people, like, got laid off overnight.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Fuck, that's awful.
So I'm going to assume overseas.
Okay, great.
But Chloe works at Starbucks, and this girl called Esme walks in and goes, I really like your tattoos.
Yeah.
Is that a sexy thing to say?
Yeah.
If you were working somewhere and someone went, oof.
They would never say it to me, but yes, that would be a hot thing to say.
Esme and Chloe have been dating for 2 years after meeting at Starbucks.
Oh, and they made it through the layoffs.
Yeah. Beautiful. They made it through the layoffs. Well done. But the story just gets better. And maybe this
That get better?
Well, not.
We're doing a lot of dating advice here.
Yeah.
If you want to meet someone, work at a Starbucks during the lunar eclipse, that's all I'll say.
And have sexy tattoos.
Yeah. Tattoos.
Chloe's last name?
Yeah.
Is Beveridge. And I know she's probably copped these jokes her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I know the whole time she walked at Starbucks, probably people went, ah, Starbucks Beveridge, ah. But it's fucking funny, Chloe.
Do you reckon that maybe Esme said, like, nice tattoos and I'd love a hot beverage?
Wow. I think Esme rocked up hoping to get her mouth around a beverage, and yeah, she succeeded.
And she did. Well done. Kudos.
So this week, things you can say at Starbucks and also when you're feeling up, Esme. No, sorry. Things you can say at things you can say at Starbucks and also in the bedroom.
I feel like you should have told the story after. I can't get any hotter than that.
Don't say yourself short, mate. Is that one of them?
No.
Can I actually order an extra one?
That actually might not be enough. Could we go the next size up? You got any more in ya? Or is that it?
Well, there's actually a lot of cultural difference between Australia and US. So this is actually a pretty normal size here in Australia.
Well, this is what I got here.
Tony's holding up her 57-gallon black
Frank Green water bottle. Sometimes you need to wake up in the morning. Get you up in the morning.
Thank you. Do you want a loyalty card?
Well, I come here all the time.
You come here often. Can I stamp your card?
The 10th cum is free. The 10th time you come is free.
Well, you're a VIP.
Yeah. Very important pussy. Sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It just happened before I could even think about it.
Yep.
Just all of a sudden, it was happening. Sorry.
Where do I put the straw?
You won't be drinking anything here, Sonny Jim. This is for when you, like, order your drink, but you don't pick it up right away. So I'll be, like, the server person.
Okay.
Ryan! 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 Ryan!
I'm coming!
Well, I'm already finished.
That's rare.
I'm never finished. I thought that was really good. I was really proud.
Fuck, sorry. There's foam everywhere.
Is that one? Foam like the sea when it's like there's been a bad storm. Oh, busy. A lot of people in here today. How do you fit them all in?
I know I could get this for half the price down the road, but I just love it here.
You love the way I do it.
Yeah. Love how it tastes. Love what you do to it. When I wake up in the morning, that's what I think about.
And the great thing about Starbucks is that you get it the same all around the world. Never any little surprises. You know what you're getting. It's the consistency. That's what you're paying for.
Should we spice things up? Oh, I've got a pumpkin. I don't know what that means. It just felt right.
There's a joke somewhere about chains, and I don't know what it is. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There's a joke about a chain. What is it? The drinks are okay, but there's nothing like being in a chain. I don't know. There's something there. I'd love to hear what people can do with that. There's something there. Something. There's a joke about a chain.
Finish your own joke.
Yes, it is. Complete chain. Your adventure. Whoa, you can take an entire grande? That's a lot of liquid for a little spot.
Brian, she takes my money. She can't even get my name right.
Have you ever
gone to Starbucks?
Have you ever said the wrong name?
No, but I'm not like a name caller.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that could be anyone.
Yeah. And when you've gone through them like that, it's easier to keep the name simple.
Oh, babe.
Honey. Oh, my gosh. This is for when it's really busy and, like, the cashier is getting a little bit flustered.
Okay.
Everyone, I'm going to get you as quickly as I can, okay? I'm working as fast as I can. And I want everyone to come back.
You'd be too stressed. I normally come with Jared McQuaig.
How? You don't live near each other. Jared McQuaig's in Canada.
He loves Starbucks, though.
Oh, but we've only got 88 here, or there was 88.
Was 88. Oh, mocha, huh? Someone likes a bit of chocolate.
Mocha? I hardly know her. Do you charge extra for the nut milk?
Do they stop? Fuck, when's it coming? I don't have all day.
I'm working as hard as I can. Yeah, you know when you just need one before you go to work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something to get you through the day.
Yeah.
Do you know how to do drive-thru now? Don't even need to get out of the car.
Do they actually?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Why don't more people do that? Oh, Macca's.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't more people do that?
After copping this, my shits today are going to be harrowing.
Oh, you really are having coffee with Jared McQuaig. Oh, fuck, you're serving.
Yep. You just did a wink and an eyebrow raise at the same time.
Was it hot and cool?
Nah, because the wink brings your eyebrow down, but the eyebrow raise takes it up, so it kind of counteracts each other. There you just
am I still doing it?
It looks like you can't see and you're having a conniption.
Oh, Starbucks? More like five star fucks.
Someone posted a meme about Starbucks, and I'm going to try and...
Oh, you're very good at explaining memes.
Well, I'm going to act it out and you're going to have to be a part of it.
Oh, okay, great.
All right, so you're going to be playing the person that works at Starbucks.
Yep.
But you can't understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
So when I say this the first few times, you're going to be like, what?
What? Yeah. Yep, okay.
Ma'am, there's a large rat in the bathroom.
What?
A large rat.
What?
There's a venti rat in the bathroom.
Ah!
I understand now.
Not a venti rat. That is really funny.
That's real shit.
I'm sorry. I like that. Oh, sorry. You don't have like a napkin or a towel because I've just got cream all over my hands.
Yeah, I'll get you something. You just lay there and don't move.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to mop me up. Sorry.
Did you want an extra pump?
Yeah, all right. It's worth the extra cash, isn't it?
A little squirt of vanilla.
This is for when he accidentally puts it in your back bum in front of your front bum. Whoa! Oh, I didn't order this. You're saying it's for Tony, but I did not ask for it.
Your back bum.
Yeah. Your back bum. Yeah, no,
I get it. It's just, I wasn't, a lot happened in one sentence there.
Sorry.
No.
I've never apologized.
Hey, it's Kiara from the Gold Coast and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Give the Patreons a hand.
Job.
What? Hand job. Caleb White, good on ya. Mel Randall, thank you so much. Jacinta Johnstone, Elise Evans, and Zoe. We're giving those Patreons a hand. Let's hear from my baby.
Okay, because we're doing Starbucks today, we've doubled up on the coffee this morning. We are up and about.
Woo. Feeling frothy. Ooh. Sorry. Like high tide.
Tony Lodge.
Yeah, that's my mate. Your mate.
My best friend.
Oh, what do you want?
You are...
Fuck off.
A people pleaser at times? You're a yes person. You like to, you aim to please. I don't mean that in the bad way either.
Yeah, I don't want people to think that you mean people pleaser in like a desperate way.
No, but you like to say yes if like you don't like to pull people out.
I like to make things easy for people.
Absolutely.
So if they say, oh my God, like this thing's not working, I go, oh, well, how can I help?
Mm.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you said that, best friend, because I need a favour. Possibly. But the thing about you being a yes person and a people pleaser, this is actually a tricky favour because you're also like an organised person.
Yeah.
You like to have a plan and you like to be in control.
There's a few things going. Can I, like, I don't know what you're about to ask me. Like everything in this podcast, it's not planned. I feel like I've got one thing that you are about to ask me and I don't want you to ask.
Because you're a yes person, you don't want to say no.
But let's hear it.
You know how I've moved from the city to the hills? You already know, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I'm moving at the moment.
Yeah. What a nightmare. Moving sucks.
Letting in plumbers. I have to go back to the old place because the bond cleaners and then the new people who, like, so we're renting previously.
Oh, yep.
And so there's, like, new renters that are, like, come and have a look. So I need to, like, open up and whatever.
That actually is one of the worst parts about moving because you're like, fuck, people are coming through the house. So the house you're moving out of has to, like, be semi-clean and tidy because there's people coming through. Yeah.
And so every day there's almost something I have to be at both houses at. Each day. Like, oh, there's a guy coming over to drop off the washing machine cable.
Yeah.
But so you have to be there at one, but in the morning there's someone else at the other place that's coming to clean the carpets.
Yeah. But he says he's coming at one, but the window's from 1 till 6, so you have to sit there for 6 fucking hours. He ends up getting there at 6:30 and you go, well, I haven't eaten anything all day. It's a fucking nightmare.
So I'm busy going back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And as you know.
Yep.
I don't own a car.
Yep.
You've just bought a beautiful new car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying this to dish you or sway you in any way, but is it fair to say that you don't drive it that much?
No, I guess I don't drive it that much.
So would I,
but
your best friend Ryan.
Well, you've never called me your best friend until right this second.
I mean, besties for ages, everyone knows it. Would I be able to borrow your car?
I fucking knew that this was what you were going to ask me because you're a fucking shit Carla Conti.
What?
And you can't be organised. But.
What do you mean? So it can't be organised? I don't have a car.
This car, as you know, is my pride and joy.
Mm. Oh, it feels like you want to say no, but I know that you hate to let people down, so I'm surprised in your behaviour.
So as soon as you said I need a favour, I was like, you're going to ask me to borrow my fucking car. Like I knew straight away. Can read you like a book. Like the one I just wrote, which you can pre-order. That's the link in our show.
I can read you like a book. No, actually, I read your book.
I wrote a book, so that's interesting. The thing is that I have a car that I, you know, maybe don't use that often, but I can use whenever I want.
Yeah.
So I don't have to ask people to borrow my car.
No.
Also, this car, like I said, is my pride and joy.
Mm. Would you say it's your personality?
No, it's definitely not my personality, but like I love it and I worked really fucking hard to get it.
Yep. Is it fair to say you dreamt about it for 10 years?
Yep.
Since you got a license at 18?
Pretty much.
Well, how old do you... 18?
I was 18, yeah. Oh, it was like the week before my 18th birthday. Yeah. You don't lock anything. You literally like don't lock your house.
But if they don't have the keys, I mean, I'll lock the car.
No, that I can't. No,
I'll change my ways.
I can't ever be thinking, oh, has he locked it? Because you probably haven't.
Has it got a button where I just press it or I have to put the key in and twist it?
Are you fucking asking me if my brand new Audi has central locking?
Is that
are you
not that
fucking kidding me? There's no way. You can't respect the car. You don't know anything about it.
I'm considering purchasing my first smart TV. So don't get at me with like, oh, central locking. Oh, everyone's got it.
You actually, that's quite cool. You actually just like brush your hand past the handle and it locks the car. Like you don't use the key. Like it's
see, I've never used keys and it turns out I don't need them anymore. Do you need to put them in the ignition or do you just have them on you in the car? You've got a push start, don't you? Fuck, that must be nice.
It is nice.
So I don't need keys at all.
This is not happening. I can't deal with this. Yeah. The stress of just thinking about it. Also, you are fucking unruly with where you park as well. You never check signs. You go, oh, I'll just risk it. Like, that'll be fine. There's parking out here that's only for an hour. And when you say, why don't you drive to work? I say, because it's only for an hour. You go, oh, she'll be right.
Hey, whoa. Let's not out anyone.
Well, that is what you do.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Do you want a fucking favour or not?
I'm just... All I'm saying is that if someone from the local council listens to our show and they go, oh, well, I know where we can pick up some spare change every day.
Well, it's not my problem because I don't break the law.
Well, but
I don't break the law.
I will park except for when we're here recording.
Well, no, so no.
Fine. And if they're similar to a rental, if there is a fine on my watch, I will cover said fine.
No. Also, when we drove to Sydney, you'll remember, you don't know how to use cruise control. My car is quite fancy. I don't think that you'd actually be able to use it.
Is it an...
I'm actually not even being a dick. It is, like, quite confusing.
How often do you use cruise control, like, in town?
All the time because my car, it has, like, adaptive cruise control. So you set it and it, like... speeds up and brakes for you. And, like, if you're veering too close to the lane, it will, like, correct your driving and stuff.
I'm actually not being a dick when I say that's fucking impressive.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
And so, like...
So do you even have to drive it or do you just sit in it?
Not really. Like, you actually don't have to do very much. And that's why I don't trust you. If I had my Yaris, mate, go for it. And actually, you borrowed my Yaris. So you know that it's not because I... Well, actually, your wife borrowed it. My wife did, yeah. So that's a bit different.
Yeah. I feel like... What if she asked to borrow the Audi?
I think I would still say no.
Okay. But
how long have I had this car for?
2 months?
Like, just two months.
It's brand new.
It is brand new.
Any scratches on it yet?
No. Not a fucking slither of a speck. Also, like, what if Pippa needs to go somewhere? I can't not have a car. My daughter needs to get around in style if she needs to.
First of all, that's an obnoxious sentence to say. But you tell me the exact time you need the car and it'll be delivered on time.
You're not even on time to work when you have advance notice.
What's this aggression?
Sorry. Hey. You're not even on time to work when you have advance notice. What if I call you and I go, Pippa needs to go to the vet, and you go, oh, cool, yeah, well, I'll be at yours at like in an hour and a half. I need it now. That's why I bought a car. You know what? But I don't want to say no. So I'm really torn.
Well, all I know is that in the past, if I've asked a best friend to borrow something they're not using, that would just go, yeah, sure. And if a best friend's
asked... You know what? That is actually a really good
point.
..me
for something, I would go, yeah, of course, man.
That is a really good point. Ask a different best friend with a car.
Okay, this isn't... Okay. You, for a year now, have said, like, you've been, like, trying to, like, squeeze the words best friend out of me. True or false?
I just thought that they would come a little sooner.
True or false?
I guess true, if we have to pick one or the other. It's not black and white like that, but yeah,
I
guess
if I can borrow your car for 32 hours, I will officially name you... Not a best friend tier, but the best friend.
You know what? I actually don't negotiate with terrorists or emotional terrorists.
Emotional blackmail.
Which is what you're doing.
As soon as that came out of my mouth, but this feels real aggressive.
This is really yuck.
This is how bad shit starts.
Okay. All right. I've got a solution.
Thank you for lending me the car.
No, you can't borrow my car.
What
if I pay for a hire car?
You're...
What about that? What if I, because my car.
How much are you willing to spend to not let me drive your car? I will fly you because from the city in first class to the suburbs in a private jet.
I'll get you a helicopter.
But you do not get in the front seat of my car.
I'm really Torb's. Right.
Hey, he doesn't. Don't fucking say he doesn't drive it. He doesn't have a license.
Torbs
that's different.
It. And he's the love of my life.
He doesn't
even
have
if
a license.
He had his
that's a moot point.
Even if he had his fucking moot. License. Even if he had his fucking license.
Really?
Why? I'm like not being. This is like my. Like I'm sure that in a couple of months I won't be as protective. Mm. So you know, like one of my best friends in the world, Jag, and Lane, who I just saw in New Zealand.
Yep.
Jag said, "Oh. Love the car, so excited for you. Oh, I'll have to come to Melbourne and take it for a drive." And I went.
How'd that go down? So you're welcome to come to Melbourne.
And I was like, no. One of our bosses at Spotify, they said, oh, when we come down to Melbourne, I'd love to take it for a drive. Didn't she? She said that
she
when
did.
We were together.
And
I was like, no one's driving my fucking car. Okay. I don't know how difficult it is for people to understand. I'm sorry and I love you, but no. Do I sound like an asshole? I'll pay for a hire car.
No,
because I don't. No,
I
feel really bad.
I don't want your pity cash.
No. I'll pay for a hire car.
No, that's ridiculous.
What if I just buy you a little shit car?
How rich are you? This is ridiculous.
I just
stop throwing money at easy problems.
But I threw money at the car.
Okay, gotcha.
And so I just
you're throwing money to save. Money.
Because I feel bad because I know that this is a genuine question and it would really help you out, but I just don't.
This is a tricky week with the in-between stuff. No, it's okay.
No.
Hey,
just give me a second.
I'm allowed to ask and you're allowed to say no. And that's like.
Oh, fucking rewind to 35 seconds ago when you go, you'll be my best friend if you let me take it.
But this is in general because sometimes people ask for like in the business world, you know, people expect shit customers, blah, blah. And I actually said the line many times. People are allowed to ask whatever they want and you're allowed to say no. So I've asked the question, which I'm not entitled to your car. I haven't assumed your car, but I will ask. And actually I say that a lot, I just ask them.
Yeah, you do say that. But I just feel bad saying no because okay, I
cool,
but
cool,
remember
cool,
when
cool.
I said to you, what if I go and wait at the house?
What do you mean?
What, because you're saying you need to get back and what if I waited at the house?
You don't want to do that.
What if I drove you?
You would rather drive all the way out there to pick me up and drive me all the way back in than
because I get to drive my car. What if I pay for the Ubers?
No, that's just ridiculous.
What if I see? I'm willing to help. I'll do anything else. You just can't have my car because I love it more than maybe Torb's.
You know what? That admission is worth not having the car.
Not Pippa, but maybe Torb's.
I'll be moving house, carrying some bags on the bus. So I'll see you all on the 581.
You took your cum in an Uber. Okay, you're fine. You remember when you had to
I just wasn't expecting you to say that. It just shocked me a little bit. But trust me, as shocked as I am now, wasn't as more shocked as the Uber driver on the way to the sperm bank that day.
Where am I dropping you up? Oh.
Oh, going to the sperm bank. Don't you normally need to? Don't look in my jacket pocket. Thanks for reminding me of a fucking awful day. And that maybe I should just get a car.
I would say
it's
pretty great.
Sounds pretty expensive. Mate, insurance premiums are up. Cost of living crisis, inflation.
You would not buy insurance. Inflation. Don't make me laugh. Fuck you. You would get insurance.
I tried to not get insurance for the house, but then the bank's like,
you need it.
If we're not giving you a mortgage, it's not insured. And I was like, no, I'll twist my arm. And they said, you'll be our best friend. And I was like, fine, emotionally blackmailing. Okay.
Well, I feel really bad.
Well, you should.
What were you expecting me to say? You knew I'd say no, surely.
I was expecting you to want to say no, but for you to crumble because you're a people pleaser. And again, not in a bad way, but you're a yes man.
Do you want to? Oh.
I'm strangely proud of you for holding your ground, which
annoys
me.
Why don't you tap my scooter?
That's fucking offensive. Don't rub it in that mine was stolen.
Why don't you tap my scooter?
That's the real issue. I was a victim of crime. A theft occurred of my e-scooter.
You were like. lucky that it took that long for someone to steal it. You were leaving it all. See, why did you think I'm going to fucking give you my beautiful brand new car when you fucking leave your scooter ifs, buts, and wheres and wherever you want? That's what I'm saying. I just said that. As if you think that you can be trusted with a beautiful car. Oh, no, I've had it.
Fucking say what you really think next time, mate. A simple no would have been fine.
I'm really proud of myself for saying no.
I strangely am too.
Nah, I'll get you an Uber. I'll pay for the Uber.
All right, well, while I look up the bus timetable, have you got it? You love to see it?
I know that I just said that I love my car more than Torb's. But my
how do you feel
it.
About that?
My you love to see it actually is Torb's.
What?
No, like it's a specific story, not just Torb's.
Oh, okay, here we go. And my you love to see it is my
it's
partner.
Torb's,
he's
yeah.
Great.
What have you got? No. So at the moment, I'm having a really, really hard time with my skin. So I get really bad psoriasis.
Yeah.
And in I actually never had it before I moved to Melbourne.
I was going to say, we have whinged about this before. Is it connected to like the allergies and the hay fever and the
so I've seen a few dermatologists because
crazy.
I'm like, how do I fix it?
Yeah.
So I get it like on my hands and my arms, all over my legs, like, and it's not just about it like looking bad. It really hurts.
Is it itchy?
It's actually sometimes it's itchy, but mostly it like aches because psoriasis is like an autoimmune thing. It's linked to like rheumatoid arthritis.
What's that word? Rheumatoid
arthritis. So it's like linked to arthritis because that like so often if you have one you kind of get the other. Like makes your joints a bit sore and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, but at the moment I'm having a really rough time with my skin. It's spring, like it's just a bad time for it. And it's cold, kind of dry air. And the other day I was kind of sooking at home and it really gets me down because it's ugly. Like I don't like it. And Torbs went to do the food shopping and I was kind of sitting at home with Pip and he came back like it took him ages and he came back with like all the food shopping and like an Enviro bag full of stuff for me to try.
Oh.
So he'd done all of this research online, read all these threads on Reddit, and then took all of that stuff, like of people being like, I've tried this, it worked, I tried this, it didn't work,
he
whatever.
He really is a sweetheart, isn't he?
And then he went to the chemist and spoke to the pharmacist and was like, I've seen these 12 things, what 5 can you recommend?
Yep.
And did this big chat with him and like came home with this massive bag full of stuff.
Did you cry?
I was just like, that is really, really sweet. And then he ran me a bath with like the soothing stuff in it so that I could have a bath. And then he helped me like put all my creams on.
And is any like any luck so far?
Well, don't you think that my hands look a bit less like angry?
They do.
And I can actually like move my fingers now.
Yeah,
so, like,
it was very.
This sounds really stupid, but like I couldn't move my fingers and I was getting like massive deep cracks all through my knuckles and I like couldn't use my hands.
They actually, now that you mention it,
yeah.
That looks a lot better.
But yeah, so like I think it's just nothing cute. Was it? Mm. You can only kind of like keep it at bay. And then if you have like a bit of like a outbreak, then it gets really bad and then you can kind of bring it back, whatever. Like it'll never be gone. Maybe unless I moved away. But it was just really, really sweet and I felt very loved because it was like
That is very
sweet. A really lovely like love language thing of him going to all that effort and doing that. And I love to see that.
So would he be a
acts of service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do something for you.
100%. Like, because he,
very nice.
Yeah, he likes doing things that, again, like me lending you my car, I like, he likes making things easier for me. So similar to me.
What's your love language? Paying for Ubers.
Yeah. I can do anything if it's just paying for something.
My love language is doing the least amount of stuff for you possible.
My love language is fixing problems with what little money I have. Yes.
You're going to be one of those stories where it's like, you know, you hear about those like professional footballers that like bought all of their cousins a fucking whatever and then they finish playing football and they're like, oh, where's all my money? And like, you know how every cousin has a new car?
Yeah. No, I don't. I'm not going to do that. Don't have any cousins. No.
Don't have any cousins. My love to see it is from Ryan Fielder. Who is from Canada.
Yeah, I've spoken to Ryan Fielder and seen Ryan's name pop up and stuff.
Yep, so when he was just 12 years old, they were at Lake Louise in Canada. And I'm looking at Lake Louise now and it looks beautiful, especially in like the snow and like you see the blue and the white and the snow in the background, just like beautiful spot. And he said to his mum when he was 12, when I'm older, I'm going to get married here. And my mum goes, oh, no, you won't. You know, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah. Like, so, and when a 12-year-old says that, it's like, well, you know, 12-year-olds say a bunch of shit, I'm sure.
They do.
Well, my partner and I, we've done lots of events and lots of weddings that for their work.
Oh.
And so they're like, you know, I'm guessing when you do lots of other people's weddings, you might be a bit like, I don't know if I can be fucking doing my own, blah, blah, blah. It just feels like more work to me.
Yeah, it's like if you're a chef, you don't want to come home and cook dinner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So instead,
or if you're a gynecologist, you don't want to come home and...
Finger your wife. Is that what you were... Is that...
Fuck, another vagina.
Me dealing with it.
That's what I think when I get home. I think, oh, another c- after dealing with you all day.
All day. I'm going to get home and fucking deal with another.
Quite funny from me.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you still can't borrow my car. Yeah? Keep going.
So instead, Ryan and his partner last month went to a registry, signed some papers, and then... Ryan's husband and he went to Lake Louise in Canada and all dressed up and got some beautiful wedding photos taken there. So he, when he's 12 years old, he said, we're going to have a special day here when I'm older. And now he and his husband had their special day some 20, 30 years later,
oh, just like they said. Wow.
And because I know I said a lot of wild shit when I was younger.
Yeah, definitely.
But to actually fucking do it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is really fucking
And do you want to
cool.
see a photo of the
Yeah,
bus?
Please.
And just have a look at, I mean.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how beautiful is it?
Look at that blue water.
I was talking about Ryan's husband.
Oh, my God. That is such a gorgeous photo.
Yeah.
Where was that? Lake Louise in Canada?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's so stunning.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And don't they look fucking happy?
Oh, I mean, wouldn't ya?
Well, there's multiple reasons they're happy. One, they just got married. Congratulations. Yeah. Two, they're in a beautiful spot. But isn't there something nice about fucking proving your parents wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who's the real 100%. Hero here?
Oh, yeah.
My parents said I wasn't going to do it? Well,
I fucking showed you.
Yeah, cop
see
that,
yeah, she's not there. See you, Mum. We're going up to Lake Louise. You're not fucking coming. You're not invited. See ya.
Lake Tony Louise Lodge. What a beautiful spot.
I love Lake Tony Louise Lodge.
Yeah, and it
Can
loves
we go there when we're in America? I know that it's Canada, but can we shoop up and go to Lake Louise?
Let me look where it is. The only reason I say that is because I feel like every time we speak to an approver, we go, oh, we'll come to your town. And we now need to go to about 4,000 towns when we're in America.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Lake Louise. Oh, I'll tell you what's a great podcast idea. Someone just looking at stuff on Google Maps and then trying to explain what they're looking at. For example, how good is this? Okay, it's actually just out of Calgary.
Oh, we spoke to someone from Calgary yesterday.
Yeah. I passed Banff. Oh, it's up in the hills.
Banff.
What's it called?
Banff. Oh, we'd love to come to Banff and Lake Louise.
Near Mount Temple, Banff. Yeah, it's in Banff. Banff. Oh, Banff. It's in Banff. It's in Banff.
Banff. You know when you're allergic to something and you eat it and then you get anaphylactic shock? You go into anaphylaxis.
There's a place called Mount Arsbone. Wonder if Ryan and his husband went there on the way out.
I think that they
fucking did. Got to go through there to get to Louise. I've always said that. All right. Are we done for the day?
Yeah.
I've got to go home and drink some cold water and catch a bus.
Yeah.
Well, if I make it in tomorrow, I'll chat to you guys then. What are you up to today?
Just going to.
Drive your fucking car, yeah, it must be nice.
No, I'll actually probably just look at it in the garage. Just look at it not going anywhere. God, it's a good life.
That's so annoying.
All right, well, I'm out of here. See ya.